Lila Mataji, you're teaching dream yoga. What is dream yoga?
Yes, dream yoga is very special in that when we think of yoga, we think of working very hard, very studiously, very intensely in achieving something. But when we think about dream yoga, we think of a state of idleness. You're just going to sleep, you're dreaming. How can that be yoga? We talk about different states of consciousness. We must realize that, or we say that all of life is a dream. Yeah? So if we involve ourselves in dream yoga, we are utilizing all the time of life, not just the time you're awake, or the time you're on the mat, or the time you're sitting for meditation. We're bringing our whole life into a state of awareness where we can call it yoga. During our life, we are, if we take the idea that this waking state is a dream, yeah, during this waking state we're dreaming, then there are times in our waking state when we're going to what we call daydreaming, where our thoughts about, it seems like we're doing an escape. We go away somewhere else and we're fantasizing about something. And then we come back and we simply come back to our reality, which is our waking state, which according to yoga we know is also a dream state. Then you go into your dream slate when you're sleeping. So all the time there's dreaming. How would it be like if we were able to bring our dream state, our waking state, and our dreaming state together? If we can bring them into a state of harmony where there's a flow of thought moving in the same direction, that would be yoga. Yeah, yoga is where body, mind, spirit are all harmonized, and there's a beautiful flow of awareness moving continuously in one direction. If we can do this, then we are practicing yoga. So through dream yoga, we're trying to bring a harmony between all these different states of awareness so they can take us to that goal, which is enlightenment, which is knowledge, knowing yourself. During sleeping, our subconscious mind is speaking to us. It is speaking to us all the time, but we're not aware of it. During dream state, we can't become more aware of it because the other aspects of a being are relaxed. However, most people don't know even how to access that dream state. During dream yoga, we learn to become more aware of that. So we start to call an aspect of ourselves into awakening. And then we can also learn the messages that we're getting from our subconscious. When we really become attuned to our subconscious, we realize it is a great higher purpose aspect of our being speaking to us. It is like the inner guru wakening up. And then we start to commune with that. Our life becomes more harmonized because all these different aspects are joined together. Again, yoga is joining, it's union. And this union really should be between the different fragmented aspects of our own being. And through dream yoga, we become aware of all of this, trying to harmonize them, bringing them together, and living a life of focus and concentration, where we put even our daydreaming into this yoga. So no time is wasted. Every time, thing is made beautifully, harmonized, whole, flowing towards the higher awareness of God realization.